polo. May I be free, God of heaven. Merry Christmas, may you be the Lord of all. All of you and all of me. Is what my heart cries for, Lord. May I decree that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all.
It's awesome. That you may increase, may the Lord of all. May I decrease that you may increase, may you be the Lord of all. May I decree that you may, oh Lord, you may increase. May you be the Lord of all. It's your answer. Lord, increase. So we will decrease. That you may increase, may you be the Lord of all. In Jesus' precious name, in the hands high, just whisper the name. Mm-hmm.
His presence, His power, His oil is everywhere here. The yokes are breaking. The chains are breaking. Liberty is being released. Deliverance is happening. Openings are happening. His presence is massive.
Love you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands in the praise of God. Wave your hands in the honor of God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Maker. We worship you. We honor you. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Second, 1 John, verse 2. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning in the precious name of Jesus. He said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper, thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Existing in divine health, part 2. And our objective is to understand those forces that facilitate our establishment in divine health. Health, divine health, is a package of redemption. Redemption is a package, one of the packages of redemption is health. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. What are the benefits in redemption? He forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. The forgiveness of sins goes hand in hand with the healing of sicknesses. But something is very important. Divine provisions such as health come along with prescribed conditions.
When God gives a provision, when he says, this is what I will do, they travel along with prescribed condition. Some of the conditions that can make you live in health is what we are here to address. The first service, we looked at victory over depression as a condition for divine health. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 was our anchor there. He said that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth up the bone. Whatever weighs your life down, ties your health down. Don't forget. Whatever weighs your life down, ties your health down. You can't be healthy if you have refused to be happy. You can't be healthy if you have refused to be happy. To feel low is to fly low as far as health is concerned. All movements, please be restricted now. Under that gallery right there, please. Ushers, do your work. For failure to do your work, you are interrupting my message with this kind of talk. Children shouldn't be running up and down. Please delete this part out of this CD. You can't be healthy if you have refused to be happy. Whatever weighs your life down ties your health down. So we looked at that in the first service. In this second service, we are going to be looking at victory over bitterness and unforgiveness. Victory over bitterness and unforgiveness. Bitterness and unforgiveness are major destroyers of divine health. They destroy divine health. They destroy healing. Whatever breaks your spirit breaks your health. Proverbs 17:22. A broken spirit dryeth the bones. Whether the spirit is broken by discouragement, listen to this. The spirit is broken by depression, or the spirit is broken, listen to this. Or the spirit is broken by bitterness, it breaks your health. I gave illustration in the first service. What does it mean for the bone to be dried? Before I can go there, let me tell you a story. A young lady I heard, this story was told to me by our professor, consultant maxillofacial surgeon, who came to teach us in 500 level medicine. And he said that, I think himself came across, he was a Christian person. He came across a young lady who was being treated of blood cell cancer. And in the course of intervene this young lady as a Christian medical personnel. So, is there anything troubling your mind? Is there anything that is a challenge to you? And the young lady said yes. That when she grew up, the home was very terrible. Father was not a good father. Then the father, suddenly the mother died. And the father did not explain to her what happened. Next thing she saw was that her mother was being put in a box. That was a coffin. She didn't understand what it was. And then this mother was being put inside the ground and covered. Why is my father so wicked? What did my mother do that they cover her and put her in the earth? Then later on, the father married a wife. And this wife maltreated this girl. So she grew up with bitterness against the father. Bitterness against the father's wife that degenerated into blood cell cancer. And she told the story. This was what happened. I'm bitter against my father, bitter against my mother, I mean my stepmother. And the doctor said, forgive, please, for the sake of your health. She was convinced to forgive. And within 6 weeks, without any medication, every trace of cancer disappeared from the blood. Blood cell cancer originates from the bones. A broken spirit dried up the bones. There's something we call aplastic anemia, chronic granulocytic leukemia, acute myeloid leukemia. They are all terrible things from the bone. Terrible from the bones. From the bone. In Kenya, T.L. Osborne and his crusade team went there and came across a young lady that was violently mad. Curses everybody. What happened? She had a terrible rape experience that made her bitter against man, bitter against everybody. It was from bitterness to madness. Chained in an asylum. Brought into the crusade ground where the message of forgiveness was preached. And she heard it for the first time in her mad state. Decided to release her offenders wherever they may be. Who came to where they were, was it a nunnery or a girl's hostel or something? And mind returned back to normal. A broken spirit, whether it is from bitterness or from anything, it dries up the bones. Medical doctors and biology students and students of human physiology know that the bone is the center for the production of everything in the blood. The production of the red blood cells. The red blood cells are the transporters of oxygen in the body. The red blood cells are manufactured, and then the system has the blood that the heart pumps to every part of the body. So if the bone is drying up, then life is drying up because the red blood cell that transports the oxygen that gives life to the system is drying up. A broken spirit dries up the bones. The bone is manufacturing the white blood cells. The white blood cells are responsible for the antibodies. They are responsible for the lymphocytes and everything. They are the ones that fight disease. The immune system is based on the white blood cells. That is what attacks disease away. So when the heart is broken and the bones are dried, your ability to fight away disease disappears. So every disease that comes lands. The red blood cells, the bones manufacture the platelets. The platelets are responsible for the clotting of the blood. If a knife cuts you, God forbid, The reason why you don't bleed and continue bleeding is that the platelets and the clotting factors go into action. And then do something like a basket, a mesh, that stops the bleeding. When the bone is dried up, the clotting factors are not functional, a person can bleed to death. There is something called disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, where there is a situation where these things are not there, and then people bleed to death. I saw a girl the other day, a lady the other day, that was brought some years ago with DIC in area 1. I saw her just 3 days ago. And I was so amazed when she told me she had been healed and healed since that time. Am I communicating? This is a miracle. It's a miracle. That is how terrible and how disastrous the broken spirit is. One day we went to pray for a woman who was dying of a cancer. And while we came there, immediately before I could start praying, the Lord showed me that there was a very terrible bitterness situation that was the foundation for that situation. We traveled in those, this would be like 20 years ago. We went all the way to where they were living. My wife and I entered her house. This is what the Lord is showing. And she said, yes, it is her husband that she is bitter against. He married him when they had nothing. But when they built a house together, built a duplex, bought cars and everything, he kicked her out and married a younger lady. Say, how can he make somebody else come and inherit my sweat? And men can do terrible things. Men can do terrible things. Men at times can do what even animals will not do. Now you suffered with the lady, you all suffered together, and now that you have settled and she should enjoy her sweat, you bring a stranger, come and enjoy the sweat of another person. One man told us something yesterday that touched me. The wife came down with affliction and disease. And he said, I've been married to this woman for 20-something years. We suffered together. We suffered together. Now things are comfortable and she is sick. It's not possible. She must enjoy her labor. She says, she suffered with me. We must enjoy together. I was so touched and I told him, I said, relax. No devil will touch your wife. That is how normal, sensible human beings behave. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And this lady, please forgive. Oh, it is a terrible experience you passed through. Kindly forgive your husband. He said, no, I'm not able to forgive. It was the pain and the hurt was so deep. And she was unable to release. Outcome was not good. This is not 1, 2, 3, or 4, 5. Every time the devil sends somebody to offend you, he's actually sending somebody to attack your life. See beyond the offense. See beyond the offender. And see the devil behind that devil. Every time the devil sends somebody to come to offend you and to cause you to be bitter, he wants to weaken you and, pardon me, sicken you. And then at the end, usher you to hell by unforgiveness. That will never be your portion. See, for many of us, that is what you do when you deliberately trample on people's feet. You are provoking offense. Jesus Christ said, it is mandatory for offenses to come. He said, but woe unto the man by whom the offense comes. It is better if a stone were hung on his neck and is drowned in the sea. He said, you are enjoying making people angry, enjoying making people bitter, enjoying trampling on people's feet, enjoying breaking the hearts of young ladies and breaking the heart of people. God say, woe unto you, woe unto you, woe unto you, woe unto you if you are the offender. Woe unto you if your business is to make people bitter, if your business is to reap where you have not planted, your business is to divert people's destiny and make people feel lower than themselves. He say, woe unto you. And for the offended, leave them to the woe of God. Leave them to the woe of God and release your life. Leave them to the curse of God and release your destiny. Leave them to the woe of God and release your life. It is not worth it. Don't let any mortal being determine your destiny on earth, determine your health on earth, and then determine your eternity in heaven. Can somebody say a louder amen? Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I must escape the trap of offense. I must escape the trap of offense.
Take your seat. I don't know how you feel, but I think that if I stop here, I've already overpreached. Leave them. There are those who the devil gave you as their assignment. I told you the story before. Big man of God. Within their ministry. A particular elderly man in the ministry ahead of him became very bitter against him. Oh, maybe he's rising too much, or maybe he has favor, whatever. Became very bitter against him. You greet him, he doesn't answer. Went to the overall GO and he said, excuse me, sir. I don't know what I did against this man, but he just hates me for nothing. The Augusta, go and lie down for him. Prostrate for him. And say, you are sorry. Say, what? I didn't do anything. Say, prostrate. He went and lay down for him and said, anything I did for you, against you, forgive me. Say, get out of here. That's the reply of the one he's apologizing to. Useless. Can never forgive you. Useless. After prostration. It's okay, no problem. He continued. Bitterness continued. Then somebody asked that man, who is putting this younger man under bitterness and offense, pressure. He said, why? You know what he said? He said, as for him, that man said, as for him, he knows he's going to hell. As for him, he knows he's going to hell. He's only looking for who to take with him. And truth. Life. That is, let me offend them until they get bitter and follow me to hell. You don't know that Satan sent people to on assignment in church? You don't know that there are some holding microphone that are on Satan's assignment. You don't know that there are some in departments planted by the devil. Some are conscious, some are not conscious. Devil is using them. Some are aware. Like Satan entered Judas. Peter wasn't aware. When Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, to Peter. Peter was unconsciously functioning as Satan. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That is why you must protect your heart and protect yourself, because you don't know who sent them. You don't know who they are working for. One day I saw a man trying to counteract the things we do and all that. Just several things. Many, many years ago. And the Lord spoke to me clearly. He said, you are on my assignment. He said, him. Satan gave him you as an assignment. I said, okay. All right, I'll face my own. And delete his own. Because I can't be his assignment. Clearly, that was the first time I heard that a person can be another person's assignment. That is, help me see how you can distract this man. Help me see how you can deviate him. Help me see how you can engage him so that he can take his eyes off his assignment. His assignment is a threat, so I need him to be engaged away from it. No devil shall engage you. Can I hear a louder amen? Everyone today that the devil has given a human being, giving you as an assignment to another, that assignment expires right now. It expires right now. You are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Take your seat very, very quickly. In rounding up, how does bitterness affect health?
Bitterness and unforgiveness, number one.
Bitterness is a root that springs up diversities of trouble in the system of man. Bitterness or unforgiveness is a root that springs up diversities of trouble in the system of man.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15 said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Many be defiled. When you have agreed to be bitter, you have settled for trouble. Systemic trouble. When you agree to be bitter, you have settled for trouble. The root of bitterness produces the fruit of trouble. Trouble in the system. There was a mad woman in our town in those days. Her name is Everywhere is Worrying Me. That was her name. Everywhere is Worrying Me. Nobody knows what brought the worry. Everywhere is troubling me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. The root of bitterness, it springs up divers. There are some headaches that will disappear without prayer. If there is a release of somebody who was bitter, there is an ulcer, a hypertension that will disappear without prayer. If there is a release of forgiveness, it has happened before. Number two, bitterness or unforgiveness is contrary to the love nature of God. Bitterness is contrary to the love nature of God. And that disconnects man from the presence of God. It's contrary to the love nature of God. And that disconnects man from the presence of God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, God is love. Amos chapter 3 verse 3, how can two walk together except they be agreed? If God is love and you are bitter, it's not possible to hang around with God. There are people who will never feel the presence of God except they forgive. I think it was Tim LaHaye, the spirit control temperament author, who told a story, I believe, of a man, matured man in his 30s. The mother abandoned him in his father's house when he was a baby, like a toddler, and disappeared and just... And this woman never looked back to even ask, do I have a son? And this boy grew up bitter against the unknown mother. He got a phone number later, but he never cared to call the woman. If a woman can give birth to me and would be so wicked as not to find out how I live and how I fare, then I don't need to know such a mother in this life. Until he heard a message like this. He carried the phone, called the woman. Say, excuse me, ma. My name is so and so. I am your son that you gave birth to 30 something years ago. And you left me before I was even 1 year old. And you never looked to ask for me. I've been very bitter against you. But God asked me to forgive you. So I forgive you. The woman started crying. He started crying here. And for the first time, he said he felt the kind of presence of God. He has never, when people say I feel God, he has never felt God. He felt God for the first time. You know, there are people that I pray for. You lay hands on them, you feel something flow from you into them. It's not a matter of whether they fell or not, but you just feel the flow. There are some, you place your hand on them, it is like you are placing hand on concrete. You know concrete? Concrete.
No matter how charged you are, nothing flows. It's impervious. It's concrete. You know concrete? Concrete. That was how the life of that man was. He has never felt God until the day he released that woman.
And as I was talking, the Holy Ghost said, I was talking, telling somebody's story right now.
Your situation is precisely like that. You have had people that should have loved you and cared for you and even thought of who you are and where you are, don't care that you exist. Forgive. Release them. So you can release yourself. You see, when the presence of God is not there, when God is absent, evil must be present because there is no vacuum in nature. So bitterness is a root that brings trouble. Bitterness is contrary to the nature of God. Number three, bitterness breaks the spirit of man and attacks the health of man. Broken spirit, you see. There are things that people do to you. You cry. At times you can't even cry. Your heart is broken beyond tears. And when that happens, he said it dries up the bones. In Proverbs 17 and in verse 22. We read that already. Number four. Bitterness invites the activity of tormentors or tormentors. It invites the activity. There are a group of demons that Jesus described as tormentors. In Luke chapter 18, verse 34 to 35. Luke chapter 18, verse 34 to 35. Shako kalabadaba. And they understood none of these things. Go ahead. Go on. Was that Luke 18? I will get it now. Say after me, say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I refuse the agenda of torment in my life, in the name of Jesus. Okay, it was Matthew chapter 18, verse 34, sorry. Matthew 18, 34. And his Lord was robbed and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Why? So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. If you don't forgive your brother and you don't forgive your sister, you can be handed over to tormentors. God forbid. There are conditions we call psychosomatic illnesses, mind-body situations that are related to the state of the mind, migraine in some cases, ulcer, cancer, arthritis, situations that release a lot of stress hormones, corticosteroids inside the system and put the various systems under pressure. The heart puts the ulcers and arthritis and migraines and all manner of anxiety, neuroses. Something is troubling me. I don't know where it is. Tormentors. That will never be your portion. Somebody lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it in the name of Jesus. The tormentors will never have a place in my body and in my life. In the name of Jesus. Finally, bitterness or unforgiveness retains the sins of people before God. It retains. See, if you don't forgive others their sins, your own sins remain fresh before God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Matthew chapter 6. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If what the man did is too big for you to pardon, then what you have done is too big for God to pardon. It's a contract. And then in Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, Mark 11, 25 and 26, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And the truth is, until iniquities are forgiven, sins are not easily healable. Truth. Until iniquities are forgiven, sins are not easily healable. Who forgiveth thine iniquities, then healeth thy diseases. Psalm 103, verse 2, verse 3. He forgiveth thy, verse 3. He forgiveth your iniquities and then heal your diseases. If you didn't forgive them their iniquities, he has not forgiven you your iniquities. And you have no right to ask him to heal you of your diseases. Am I communicating at all? That man that they carried, his friend carried and broke the roof and dropped him in front of Jesus in Mark chapter 2, verse 5, the paralyzed man. Jesus said, son, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick, son, your sins be forgiven. He didn't say you be healed. He said your sins be forgiven. Let me attack the root and then kill the fruit. Your sins be forgiven. And now your unforgiveness has refused to make your sins to be forgiven. How then are you going to be healed? Is somebody here at all? James chapter 5 verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. That ye may be healed. That ye may be healed. Beloved, bitterness is not worth it. When anybody is inviting you to contention, let them contend alone. Just face your front. He has not led anybody anywhere. It has not produced any meaningful, profitable result. Nelson Mandela said, they asked him, are you bitter against those who put you in prison for 20-something years? He said, bitter? There is no time to be bitter. There is work to do. The time you are using to make enemies, you need that time to make progress. You need that time to make progress. You need that time to make meaning. You need that time to go forward. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. I heard that. Those who know the worth of kolanut cover it with leaves. Other people that is in the village, other people leave it exposed because they don't know the value. Do you know the value of a state of heart that is free of offense? Protect it. Protect your heart. By dole, offenses will come. You don't need to look for anybody's trouble before they look for you. Satan will send them to look for you. Say, look at you. Your suit is not good, self. It's always doing that. If you look fine, it's a problem. If you dress bad, it's a problem. Say, only one trouser. Signboard. They'll be talking behind you, and they want you to know they are talking against you. Little secondary school children. Deliver yourself from many talks. From demons and minions. Where little children gang up and make one their enemy. And begin to practice witchcraft from childhood. Because bitterness is what graduates to witchcraft. gather together and make one their enemy. You are not our friend again. All of us won't talk to you. Why? Calm down your life. Your age mates are degree holders at your age now. Calm down your life. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't let anybody in the place where you work contend with you. Don't let a fellow sister. Sisters have a way of just maintaining permanent enemies. Brethren are simpler than women. Little things is a challenge. You dress more than me is a challenge. Just calm down your life and face your front. If you know the worth of a heart that is free of offense, cover it. Protect, shield your heart. Shield your life. Shield your heart. Shield your heart. Shield your heart. Remain standing. Somebody told me a story. As a child, she desired to be friends with some little girls that were in her class, to be friends. Three of them normally sat down and then they would be talking, and she desired to, I want to be with these children. And they said, I want to be your friend. They said, I want to be your friend. All right. At the end of the day, they agreed. Okay, meet us and join us. When she arrived there tomorrow, they have relocated. Since you like this venue, take it. We have gone to another place. So mean. Baby of a 10, 8, 9, so mean-hearted. Don't let anybody teach you bitterness from childhood. One young man told me, he said his father destroyed them by telling them to fight out every fight before they reach home. Say, anybody insult you, insult him back. Don't let anybody. He said they grew up with bitterness. Don't let anybody teach you such. Especially if you are from a big home. Don't let anybody position you as the enemy of the other person. It doesn't profit you. It doesn't take you anywhere. I see liberties happening here today. There are some of us, there are people you need to forgive right in this service. There are people you need to call. And I'd like you to do it with wisdom. Pick up your call. Phone. Good morning, sir. I just called to greet you, sir. And to let you know, I don't have anything in my heart at all. Just to let you know. Be wise in doing that. Because there are people you call, you multiply problem. You say, I call you to forgive. You say, forgive me for what? So you are beholding me in your heart. That is, you worsen the problem. You worsen the... Ashe, you are beholding me. Ashe, you are beholding me in your heart. And I did not know. All this while I'm greeting you, I didn't know you are holding me in your heart. Hey, I didn't know you are a witch like this. Now, that will worsen. So, just with wisdom. Hello, just call to greet. It's a wonderful Sunday. God bless you, sir. Whatever. Now, do it gradually. And there are people you don't even need to call at all. Just release them from your heart. And then face your front. To avoid wahala. Just release them from your heart. When they greet you, greet them well. When they greet you, greet them well. No need to call. You know, because call will escalate challenge. They may report you to other people. I didn't know this witch has been carrying me in his heart. That is wahala. And then we multiply, become wahaloos. Somebody is free today. Somebody is free today. You will go very, very far. Every bitterness that will slow you down be dropped today.
Will you lift your hands and begin to give the Lord the praise? Give the Lord the praise. 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 Three prayers we are going to pray. Three. The first prayer is the prayer of appreciation, thanksgiving. Father, I give you the praise. 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 I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Letesite rota sarada. Leperete sike le magayalala. Appreciate him. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Glorify him. Thank you, Master. 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 Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Number two, Father, I release everything that I may be holding in my heart that I'm not even aware of. You know, there are times you say you are forgiving people. You wouldn't know you are forgiving them until somebody mentioned their name. That is when you know that the old fire is still there. The old fire is still there, even though there are ashes now, but the fire is still under. You know? or you see a picture. Or something reminds you of them. And then all of a sudden you explode afresh. You know? So, Lord, whatever is in my heart. And then there is a time to ask for grace to release. Because there are situations where it is hard to forgive. Grace to release. Grace to release. So two prayers. Now, Father, say, Father, I come before you today. I release every offender in the name of Jesus. Father, open my heart. Expose my heart to see where the bitterness is. To see where the offense is. And Father, I release every offender. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to release everyone that has deeply offended me. I receive that grace for release now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak that to God. Father, thank you.
Changing you, we have come with open eyes. Oh, let the ancient depart.
In Jesus' precious name, place your hand across your forehead. Jesus. I see a lot of emotional healing, psychological healing, healings of betrayal, healings of rejection, healings from disappointments, healings from conspiracies. You have been injured, you have been hurt deeply, guilted, lied against, false accusation, and it hurts so deeply. Painted in an image that you are not.
You are my Savior. You are my healer. You are the restorer of my life. Lord, you are my keeper. You are my way maker.
You are the restorer of my life, of my life. Again, Lord, you are my Savior. You are my healer. You are the restorer of my life, of my life. Oh, Lord, you're my keeper. You are my way maker. You are the victor of my life. Oh, oh my God. Oh, my God. Restorer, restorer of my life. Sing, oh my God, oh my God, restorer, restorer of my life. I receive. What is mine? What is mine? From your hand.
I receive.
What is mine?
Restorer
of my life.
Oh my God.
Restorer.
Restorer.
Healing,
the balm in Gilead, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, Jehovah Rapha, Kamekadesh,
heals you right now.
I take authority over that migraine. I take authority over that arthritis, that cancer, that ulcer. I take authority over everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, in your body, in your system. It is flushed out now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your life back. Receive your life back. Receive your smiles back. Receive your laughter back. Receive your exuberance back. Receive your joy back. Receive your excitement back. Receive your real personality back. Receive it back now.
Father, we give you the praise. I spoke with a woman yesterday, myself and Dr. Mr. Nenji. The last time we saw her, she was a shadow of herself. We looked at her, we said, are you the one? Are you the one? She laughed very heartily in those days. Exuberant. That was the kind of person that was like a bundle of life moving. Mobile bundle of life. She was reduced to a shadow. It was a marital crisis. It was an oppressive, harassed relationship. It was a very, very terrible situation. She came, myself and my wife, prayed for her, loved her, reassured her, let her know how much God was in control. She was in and out. In fact, she was very depressed. They kept some drugs away from her because of overdose. Kept some sharp things from her because of any tendency. They wouldn't allow her to travel. Matured woman with children already married. Grandchildren. By the time we were speaking with her yesterday, I said, hello. They laughed. I said, welcome back. We are excited to receive you back. What happened to you? She said, Daddy, I am back. Back to who I used to be. I am back. She said she came and everybody looking at her said, what happened? Where did you go? What happened to you? She said, I went, I met my parents in the Lord. And I said to her, we are happy to have you back. We like you like this, not the other type. And while I stood there ministering, the Lord just reminded me that somebody just returned back. You have been inside a shell. You have been a shadow of yourself. You have lost your personality, who you used to be. But in the name of Jesus, Jehovah just returned you fully. He just restored you. He just returned you. He just rescued you. The devil will never succeed another time in your life. Can you give Jesus a restoration 60 seconds. Shout of victory. Restoration. 60 seconds. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Even though our time is up, I want you to celebrate just your restoration for 2 minutes. The fact that the devil has no place in your life. Let us rejoice and be glad. While I'm singing that song, anywhere you are today, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want to be genuinely born again. Quickly rush forward here. And if you believe you just received freedom and received liberty, dance like you have not done before.
Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to God. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has come.
Let us rejoice. Let us come forward and surrender your life quickly.
Glory to God.
For the man, for the
marriage of the Lamb has come.
Holy, holy, holy.
Hallelujah for the Lord.
Are you celebrating? Hallelujah. Celebrate your restoration, your return. Everybody sing hallelujah. Hale, 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 hale. One moment. You again, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, genuinely born again. You want an addiction broken. You see, depression can facilitate addiction. There are people bound to pornography from depression, bound to alcohol from depression, bound to something else by bitterness. Maybe you are tied to a lifestyle like that because when you feel low and you feel angry and bitter and depressed, you just do some terrible things. Quickly come forward and be free as well. And rededicate yourself to Jesus. I'll give you the count of 7-1.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
2.
Giving the glory to God.
Celebrate. 3.
For the marriage of the Lord.
4. 5. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Giving the glory to
3.
God.
4.
For the marriage of the Lord.
Are you celebrating? Hallelujah. He ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He raised.
The best place to be is the presence of God. Give him a shout of praise. Place your right hand on your chest. Those of you standing, and lift up the other hands and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, Lord, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name.